disappointing, I suppose. You know, first half, so say Oldham played very well, caught us on the hop a bit. I think probably, you know, other teams haven't really came and played like that. They played quite defensively, but, you know, they came and did a lot of possession there. And, you know, we struggled first half, I think. And, you know, fortunately enough for us, we were only one goal down and we were able to regroup at half time, you know. And, you know, the manager and that, he wasn't happy, you know, but we got it sorted at half time. And it just felt after we scored then, you know, we got the goal back, but could have really kicked on and won the game, you know, but unfortunately we didn't. Probably got a little bit sloppy near the end, some mistakes and that, which haven't been like us in recent weeks, and that was probably a little bit disappointing for us. But I think all in all, you know, probably happy to take a point out of it, but it was disappointing, you know.
And I know when he spoke to us afterwards, Nigel Clough, he asked for a bit of perspective, because you sat fifth in the table, 5 points outside of the top two, game in hand as well. He said it wasn't the greatest performance, but when you look at things overall, it's not actually that bad at the minute.
No, it's not. We've a game in hand, you know, and look, there's going to be lots of ups and downs in between now and the end of the season, you know, but the league is, there's four or five teams up there that are quite close, you know, and kind of cop Bristol up a bit, and I'm sure it's going to be like that for a while, but, you know, over the course of the season, it'll even itself out. I still feel for us, though. We're still a long way, I think, from where we want to be, you know. I think we're probably the one side in that top half of the table that hasn't really been on a run of winning games, and I still feel we're due that. And, you know, I just hope we can get on that type of run soon where we can, you know, get on a run of winning 5, 6, whatever games that'll, you know, put cement our place really in the top two, hopefully, you know, because that's how we're looking at the minute. But I think over the last couple of weeks, you know, we've probably missed the lads that have been injured and that have, you know, whether they've started or come off the bench, just to have them options have been massive for us. And over the last few weeks, we've kind of missed them players, you know, and hopefully they're back soon, you know. So I think that'll give everybody a big lift.
I guess by that you mean attacking options, the likes of Matt McNulty, who we know has been out with that facial injury, Michael Higden as well, with the issue that he's had with his hamstring, I think it is, isn't it? So are they the kind of players you think that could be the key to returning to this side?
Yeah, I do. Like, obviously, you know, the squad is pretty, it's kind of thin at the minute, and when with the bench and that, but we've had quite a lot of games come up, and it's with them amount of games coming up, it's pretty intense and that, and it's just important that you have the squad. And it's been unfortunate that we've missed them players because, as I say, whether they've started or coming off the bench, they've always been made a big impact for us, whether, as I say, coming off the bench or starting, you know. So, well, I'm sure we've missed them, Ben Davis, people like that as well, and James Wallace and people, you know. We're missing some good players at the minute, but, you know, we're in a good position with them, hopefully, and how we can get them back and kick on.
What do you make to the whole striker situation at the club at the minute? Because fans are calling us and saying that you desperately need a striker to come in, and Nigel Clough's admitted he is looking for one, but he tends to only play with one out-and-out striker up there, doesn't he, as well? What do you make to that kind of conundrum right now?
I don't know. It's not really for me to... You know, he's the manager, and that's what he gets paid to do, is make these decisions, you know, and... I don't think it's been any secret from, you know, the press reports and that we're probably looking for extra firepower or whatever, especially with the lads being out injured and that. So, as I say, you know, the more competition, the better, I think, for the squad. It's only going to make us better, you know. And thing is, when you're playing for a club of Sheffield United in this division, you would expect that probably if they're looking for a player, they're going to look for a sort of big-name player to make a statement. So I think that's all the better for the squad and for the club and the fans, if we can manage to do that, that would be great, you know. But so I'm sure we'll all look forward to that if that happens, if the manager said that.
I guess as well, it's more competition for places, and we've seen that Nigel Clough this season in particular as well hasn't been scared to make those big decisions. You were left out for a couple of games. Neil Collins hasn't featured for quite a while now. He's not scared, is he, to make those big calls?
No, not at all, but that's what he's fair to do. He's the manager, you know, and... You know, it's not an easy job being a manager, but this is, I suppose, what he gets paid to do, and he'll make them decisions, whatever he feels is best for him and the club, and that's what he does.
You're coming up to 200 appearances as well for the Blades. I think you're only 3 games away now.
Yeah, well, I didn't even know that, to be honest. So it's a great achievement, big achievement for me. So hopefully I can get them under my belt, and it's another landmark for me in a sense, because I remember not too long ago getting presented with a picture and that off the club for my 150th. So it seems to gone pretty quick again to be on nearly 200. So yeah, that'll be a nice achievement if we get it. I say the one focus I have this year, and it's like every other year, but I just really feel we're that close to, being a promotion chasing side. I really feel we're back to that, and I just hope that's the one achievement I want to get at this club, is just to get promoted and, be a part of that. That'll be, the best achievement I could have if I was a part of that at this football club.
Yeah, do you feel you've got unfinished business then with the Blades? Can you even contemplate maybe finishing your time with the club and having not got them back into the Championship?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, that would be devastating for me. I just hate to walk away from here and not being a part of the team to take them back up. It's just pretty driven the last few years to get that, and for whatever reasons we haven't managed to do it. It's just been so disheartening, and I just really, you're just giving it absolutely everything in the sense of on and off the field to make sure you can do all you can to be, help the club to get back to where we belong, really. And, I just feel like we're really close this year to doing it. I don't, without being disrespectful to the league, I just really feel we're as good as anything in the league that we've faced so far. And there's nothing really to fear for us now. It's up for us to kick on and, sort of make a statement now and get ourselves up into that top two and make sure we stay there this time.
Can you even allow yourself to look ahead to the summer yet, Michael? Because I believe your contract's up at the end of the season. Can you even start thinking about that yet?
No, I'll be honest with you, I'm not even thinking about that. I'm pretty relaxed about the whole situation. As I say, I really honestly mean it, to me, one goal is just to get promoted and everything else will look after itself. I just hope I can stay injury free and keep training every day like I've managed to do, most of my career. And I just want to, say the one focus this year is just all about getting promoted, and I really mean that. I kind of made a sacrifice to myself in the summer just to not worry about anything else that's going on outside. It's just really concentrate on my football for the next 10 months and put all my eggs into one basket and try and get that promoted. As I say, got a little taste of success last year going down to Wembley in a semi-final and that, and I really, that cup run last year was, give the whole club a lift, and there's a little taste of success, and I think we want more of that with all the fans and that we took down to Wembley. We want to, you can see the crowds we're getting this year again on the back of that, and I don't think we're too far away from getting on a good run again and making sure we're in around the top two on that table.
You sound really driven. You sound really determined at the moment, Michael.
Yeah, I am. Just like everybody else, I've been at the club a long time, and I've been a lot of disappointments, and I'm just sick of it, really, like everybody else, fans and people and players and staff that have been there. It's about time we got ourselves up now, and I think that's what we need to be. It's just driven and looking what's in front of us, and when we get up in front of us, making sure we stay there. And I really feel we can do that this year.
And how key, then, do you think this next month's going to be? 5 of the next 6 games at home, 3 of those in the league. Just how big is this month of December?
Yeah, it's going to be massive, but it's like every month's going to be massive until you get promoted, It's every game's going to be as big as the next, We could feel Saturday was a big game. The week before, against Donny was a big game, and Barnsley before that, and the games are just coming thick and fast, but they're all massive games because we know what's at stake every time. If we can get 3 points, we're getting ourselves closer. So that's what, you can really feel it already. We're only in December and you can feel how big the games are. You kind of feel like you're playing with a bit of a pressure, but it's good pressure, and we're putting that pressure on ourselves as well to make sure we get 3 points. And we don't. When we don't, we're disappointed. And the first question we're probably asking is, are we still in the top six? And I think everybody's really driven and focused to make sure we can get up there. But I think the one thing is, I think everybody knows we're good enough to do that.